The NAACP says it has about 500,000 members, but the group admits it's not doing well at recruiting and retaining men and women under age 45. To get young people aware of the civil rights group, the NAACP sponsors a pre-convention talent competition every year. Brittany Evans of Auburn Hills, Michigan, will compete today in dance and oratory. She says she'll stay active in the NAACP because she says the battle for equal rights isn't over.
Things like affirmative action is one of the issues. Another issue that I was reading about was missing people, missing persons. It does seem that a lot of the Caucasian community, when it comes to missing persons, they broadcast that more frequently on television and radio, and they make it more of an issue.
Evans says the NAACP can help advocate to the news media that missing African American children deserve equal news coverage. The Milwaukee branch of the group did so when a child named Alexis Patterson disappeared a couple of years ago. 20-year-old Kenneth Hulon of Kansas City, Missouri, is a youth delegate to the NAACP's National Board of Directors. He says the potential for unfair treatment by police is another reason younger blacks should join the NAACP.
It was an issue a while back, well, driving while black, when that was popular. And I think that my involvement with the NAACP has helped me be able to tell my peers and educate them about these different issues that's going to affect them on a daily basis.
Hulon says the upcoming Milwaukee convention will look at ways to connect with more African American youth, whether it be through the internet, billboards, or other media. The NAACP is counting on newly appointed president Bruce Gordon to raise the money to expand outreach efforts. But some critics say Gordon's corporate background won't mesh well with the civil rights goals of the older and younger members of the NAACP. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.